This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is Brewers Outlet Day. Time to stock up for the weekend, stock up for your tailgate, stock up if you're just going to be in the house. Okay? Maybe you're going over somebody's place to watch the game. But again, if you're tailgating, oh, it's one-stop shopping, Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Why do I point those out there? My two personal favorites. Indeed, second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department. So important. Great technicians. They're looking for more technicians, by the way. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Caleb, happy Friday to you. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing great. Everything going well for you?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, so how have you liked the show so far?
I'm enjoying it so far, I would say.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I mean,
so far.
I mean, you have to, you're the one that has to do all the work.
Very true. So, very true.
I just sit here and talk.
And I just sit here and listen.
Yeah, great. Well, at least I've got one. But we had to pay him to do it. All right. I think what we have Bob Nightingale today.
Yep, at right. 206.
206. And the King at 235. So there you go. All right. And so let's start with this. The Michigan plane is on its way here. And Jim Harbaugh did get on the plane. Ooh, the drama. We'll see what anybody wants to do about this at this point. Again, I will say this ahead of time, and regardless of whatever decision is made, I'll maintain it. I personally like Tony Petitti. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Tony Petitti. He's in a tough spot. He's got a lot of different constituencies that he's hearing from, including the one that's being looked into. And I trust the guy. Now, none of you know him. You know of him. None of you have met him. None of you have talked to him. Or I'd say there's a good chance that 99% of you have never met him. And I've talked to him, you know, I've actually talked to him a few times now. Like and respect him. Very much. So, you know, it's easy to take shots at people when they don't know them. And I have a lot of respect for this guy. And what he does on this, that's not going to change. Okay? Whether I think it went far enough or whether it didn't go far enough, whatever, my respect for him is not going to change. Just so you know, ahead of time. I mean, this thing, I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback this thing. Right? That's wrong. Right? I'll say it out front before anything is done or not done. And then we'll go from there. The bottom line is Penn State ready? I can't imagine in any way, shape, or form they're not. And James Franklin made that statement last night on the show. I didn't even have to bring it up or prompt him or the crowd prompt him, whatever. He just came straight out and said, look, they have had a terrific week, and they did. Now you go play. Now you go play. Michigan has a terrific quarterback, especially in the medium to short zone area. A potential game breaker at wide out in Roman Wilson. He caught two in Beaver Stadium 2 years ago. You may recall back then he was wearing 14. Now he's wearing number one. A running game that is interesting. Running game was dynamic a year ago. It dominated games a year ago. This year is very good, but in the last three games, they're averaging 3.7 yards a carry. Kind of taken aback by that. Most of the carries are going to Blake Corum. And when you get in a third and short, or you get near the goal line, he will hunt it out. And Donovan Edwards is still that guy. Jack Ham and Jack and I were at practice talking about it last night. He's still that guy that the two of us look at and say, hey, look, this guy's an athlete. This guy does a lot for them. I know that he's only averaging 3.1 yards a carry. He hasn't been able to get going in the running game, but he still caught 24 passes this year. And Cornelius Johnson's very good. And the tight end, Loveland, 18, is a terrific player. A.J. Barner, the transfer from Indiana, very good. And Bredesen's the guy that they really use as the H-back, sometimes a fullback, number 44. Khalil Mullings, good third running back. I mean, they're a very good team. Good offensive line. Everything. Defensively, McGregor, 17, has a chance to be a major league player. He's really good. Now the two linebackers, Barrett and Colson, very good, 23 and 25. Very good players. Secondary, Will Johnson, number two, excellent. Mike Samer still, the nickel, excellent. Bakari Page. Now Rod Moore's playing a little bit more, 7 and 9 respectively, and then they're going to get Josh Wallace back, the transfer from UMass, at the other corner, it looks like. So there you go. So that's the layout. I mean, it's all about the game. It's not about, to me, it's not about whether he's there or not. That's a sideshow. It's a sideshow. It's a serious sideshow. But it's, you know, but now here we are on Friday. At this moment, we are 23 hours away from the game. There's no need for a sideshow, right? I'm of the opinion, look, just let him coach, move on. Let him coach. Penn State wins the game, move on. That's how I look at it. I'm not going to sit there and do this eye for an eye or any of that stuff from just right now, right? 23 hours from the game. I'm sorry, just... All right. This makes it sound like Michigan's going to get what it wants. It doesn't matter. You know what? Whether he's there or not, win the game. win the game. And he said, Jack and I talked about this Wednesday. We talked about it for a while. And then we talked about it yesterday. In the pregame, I'm sure somebody will ask about it tomorrow, right? Which is absolutely expected, and it is absolutely proper and right to ask it. But the two of us are just going to talk about the game. Because at that point, that's all that matters. Before we go to the break, let's talk about something else that really, really matters. Tomorrow will be Veterans Day. Today is the day that they are celebrating Veterans Day. So the veterans out there who have served this country, to the veterans out there that work so hard, all the training, the outposts they've been in. And I don't care if that outpost was an office or it was carrying a rifle or flying a jet, whatever. To every veteran out there, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not enough, in my opinion, but it's the best we can do, is to say thank you for your service. What all of you have done in your service to this country on an everyday basis to protect all of us and give us the opportunity to do whatever we want in life, because we know we're protected by you, or we're protected by you. We can't say enough about who you are and what you actually mean to this country and mean to all of us. So to every veteran out there, thank you. It's actually a basketball doubleheader tonight. Lady Lion basketball team plays at 5. I think they play Navy. And the Nittany Lion basketball team has Lehigh at 7:30. Game 2 tonight. Congratulations to my broadcast partner, Dick Girardi. He is going into the Big Five Basketball Hall of Fame. It was announced yesterday. I know I mentioned it last night on the show at the field at Top Trees last night. You want to talk about someone that put in long hours, a lot of sweat equity, working late into the night, covering double and triple headers. He was in that building so often during the course of his career. So often. And I know Mike Kern is also going with him, and Larry Doughty from Temple is a great guy. I mean, they're all great guys, but you know, Dick is our guy, my guy. And he's brilliant on the broadcast, but also over the years has been brilliant in how he has covered basketball and the Big Five. It is such a tremendous honor. And I always love, I have to admit, this is something that when it comes to, I stole this from Russ Rose, because Russ and I have talked about this. And we always say to somebody, hey, they deserve it. Well, who knows what in life we deserve, but you know what? Dick earned it. He earned it. And I'm so thrilled for him that he gets that kind of recognition in the city. He's already a U.S. Basketball Writers Association Hall of Famer. But for him to get recognized in Philadelphia, his adopted hometown, is tremendous. And he earned it. He earned it with long hours. He earned it with all the phone calls he made. He earned it with all the face-to-face interviews. He earned it covering everything along the way in that building. Now we get the privilege and have so now entering our 20th season. We're now in the middle of our 20th season together. Penn State fans, I don't know if you know how good you have it with him. Between Jack Ham and Dick Girardi, Penn State fans have it better than anybody else in the country with the people that analyze your games and give you the perspective that they give. And I'm just so thrilled for Dick that he's earned this Big Five Basketball Hall of Fame honor. Just tremendous. Fran O'Hanlon, by the way, is another one, too, that's going to go in. Larry Doherty, Temple, Dick, Mike Kern, Deion Anthem, DeAndre Bembry, Tyreek Duren, and Fran O'Hanlon. How about that? The induction ceremony is going to take place during the Big Five Classic on Saturday, December 2nd at the Wells Fargo Center.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Time to stock up for your tailgate with the big game tomorrow. Or stock up for the weekend if you just want to hang at home and watch. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at the great Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. Yeah, I just want to make sure I brought that up about Dick. That is such a tremendous honor. But he earned it. A lot of sweat equity and a lot of hours. All sorts of hours. Mornings, afternoons, nights, late nights. To get the story, and he was, you know, being with the Daily News, he had the freedom. Like, and he's like, okay, well, we only need 400 words. Nope, they were allowed to go out and write it the way they wanted to write it. And it's a great class, and it being inducted December 2nd at Wells Fargo Arena, I believe. I believe that's when they're being honored. All right. And tonight Penn State plays Lehigh. Yes. Will they make a big deal out of it tonight to open the game? Yep. Of course I will. And you can't work with somebody as closely as we've worked together for 20 years and not be proud of this whole thing. My goodness. I mean, golly. Man, I've been the luckiest dude going. The people I work with, unbelievable. Okay. A lot of big games this weekend. Some interesting games this weekend besides Penn State and Michigan. So let's do a quick run-through of the games that are being played this weekend, especially the really interesting ones when it's all said and done. Now, tonight, yeah, actually, there's some games tonight. It's like, nothing really that, like, gets the juices flowing. North Texas, SMU. Okay, SMU 7-2, good team, really good defense, too. Grambling, Arkansas, Pine Bluff on ESPNU. And the FS1 game tonight is Wyoming at UNLV. UNLV, is actually 7-2, and I believe has the best record of any team that is on the Michigan schedule to this point. And that's not just a cut. I'm just telling you a fact. I'm not doing anything else. By the way, before we get to the football schedule this weekend, women's soccer, as you know, Penn State won in men's soccer on penalty kicks to advance to the Big Ten Tournament Championship against Indiana. That will be Sunday at noon in Bloomington. Well, the women's soccer team plays Central Connecticut tonight at 6 at Jeffrey Field in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. And Penn State's a 2 seed. Right, other games being played. So noon tomorrow on ESPN, Alabama, Kentucky. That'll be at Commonwealth Stadium in Lexington. Kentucky 6-3. Alabama's 8-1. Also noon tomorrow, Kansas hosting Texas Tech. It's on FS1. Kansas ranked 16th, 7-2. Texas Tech 4-5. Tulsa, Tulane, and New Orleans on ESPN2 at noon tomorrow. Tulane is 8-1. So they're following up last year's outstanding team with another one. Tulsa comes in at 3-6. Danny Fay, who took my broadcasting classes on the publicity social media department for Tulsa. Danny was a softball player here. Arizona, Colorado. Wow, they get to play an afternoon game. In fact, it's going to be at noon in Boulder, 2 o'clock Eastern time. It's on the Pac-12 network. Arizona, 6-3. You know what? Jed Fish, his team having a good year. Colorado, 4-5. 1-5 since the 3-0 start. 3 o'clock, ESPM Plus. Baylor, Kansas State. Kansas State's 25th, 6-3 on the year. Baylor is 3-6. That game will be in Manhattan. Miami, Florida State. This should be an interesting game. The game is in Tallahassee at Doak Campbell. 3:30 ABC. Florida State is 9-0. Miami is 6-3. Utah in Seattle to play Washington. Utah 7-2. Washington is 9-0. That is on Fox at 3:30 tomorrow. Tennessee, Missouri. That's in Columbia, Faurot Field. Both teams are 7-2. Tennessee is 13. Missouri is 14. Both teams 7-2. Oklahoma State, UCF. Oklahoma State, after the big win over Oklahoma, is 7-2. They're ranked 15th. UCF, tough year joining the Big 12. They're 4-5. That game is on ESPN at 3:30. Iowa, Rutgers. Rutgers is 6-3. They're a good football team, especially running the ball, and their back seven defensively is very good. We'll deal more with that next week. Iowa's ranked 22nd. They're 7-2, leading the West. It's on Big Ten Network at 3:30. And yes, let's get into the one that ideal gambling means nothing to me. Well, it is comical. Iowa Rutgers, the over-under, has reached a new low. It is 28.5. If you're betting the over, call the 1-800 number. Stanford, Oregon State, Corvallis. On Pac-12 Network at 5:30. Oregon State is 7-2. Stanford's 3-6. This is an interesting game. 7 o'clock, ESPN, tomorrow night. Second-ranked Georgia against ninth-ranked Ole Miss. Georgia, of course, 9-0. Ole Miss is 8-1. Lane Kiffin's team having a really good year. 7 o'clock on Fox. West Virginia at Oklahoma. West Virginia 6-3. One of the three losses, of course, to Penn State. They're 6-3. Oklahoma's ranked 17th. They're 7-2. Tomorrow night, 7:30 on NBC. Number one, Ohio State, 9-0. Michigan State, after that win over Nebraska's 3-6. The game is in Columbus. Number seven, Texas, they're 8-1. Go to Fort Worth, Amon Carter Stadium, to play TCU. TCU's 4-5. It's on ABC tomorrow night at 7:30. 7:30 on SEC Network, Florida, at 19th-ranked LSU at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. Florida's 5-4. LSU was 6-3. Duke, North Carolina. Make that nice 9-mile trip. Duke will go to Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill to play North Carolina. North Carolina's ranked 24th. They're 7-2. Duke is 6-3. That's on the ACC network. And the late night game on Fox at 10:30. Not a bad game. Number six, Oregon, at Autzen Stadium, at 8-1, hosting USC, which is 7-3, led by Caleb Williams. New defensive coordinator, Alex Grinch, is out. So there you are. Those are the games coming up. Here is a column. Ryan McGee, ESPN senior writer. And here is the premise of the column. Villains make sports more fun, especially when it's mostly harmless and funny. Especially when it's for a mostly harmless and funny offense like Michigan's alleged sign stealing. So the Wolverines should embrace their new role, and the rest of us should enjoy it. It's an interesting lesson to teach your kids. Oh, well, interesting. He's entitled to his opinion. It's just harmless. Maybe sitting in the press box. Maybe it's harmless. It's not your job at stake. It's not your program at stake. That's why it needs to be looked into. I mean, why they bother putting the rule in? Because it's harmless? why bother having the rule if it's not going to be enforced? Ah, boy. Oh, well. Again, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's just one of those where I just got to sit back and go, okay, I guess that's an interesting way of looking at it. In fact, let's tell the youth of America it's okay. That's good. There we go. Yeah. It's great. You know what? I know it's a rule, but don't worry, kids. It's okay to break the rules. Okay. It's harmless. Oh, sure, this guy over here might lose his job because it's harmless. Or this coordinator might lose his job. It's harmless. It's harmless. It's absolutely harmless. And you know what? He's right. We should have fun with it. Let's have a blast. It's harmless. Okay, so I got an email here. Was it saying or something? About, what happened to the primetime games being the best games? So far, Penn State's big games have been noon, and NBC's night games have been second or third tier games. Jesse. You know, funny, I was thinking about that just the other day. But the bottom line is, who's paying the most money of the networks? In this draft, it's Fox. Because of that, they're getting more first selections. That's why these games are at noon and not at night. No offense, I wouldn't be crazy about this game being played at night. It's November. Let me see here. Tomorrow, let's say if the game started at 7:30 tomorrow, let's just take a quick look at that. Just for the heck of it, if it started at 7:30 tomorrow, that means it would be 40 degrees when we're doing the pregame show, 38 degrees at 8 o'clock, 37 at 9 o'clock. Like, Jesse, you want this to be a night game?
That's perfect football weather.
Oh, yeah. But see, the problem is there's going to be a little of a breeze tomorrow. See, that's part of the problem, though. See, it's never the actual real field temperature. It's not the actual temperature. I mean, this is what I've noticed on the practice field all week. It's been simple. You walk out of there, 4:30 in the afternoon, the sun's up. It's nice. The second the sun goes down, man, it gets cold out there. Like, holy mackerel. Wind 7 to 14 miles an hour today. Tomorrow, wind 11 to 20 miles an hour. See, that's the problem, Caleb, right there, is the wind. It's not the fact that the temperature during the day is 47. Like, that's a little chilly. Yeah, that's why for years the Big Ten opted against having night games in November. And, you know, it doesn't bother me in terms of the temperature. I'm just thinking of the fans because it's not just sitting out there for an hour. You got to sit out there for hours. But you would do it. Right?
Oh, 100%.
No issue. See, you're just tougher. Tougher. You look at Ole Miss, Georgia. Great game. That's a primetime game. That's a primetime game in Georgia. But again, this is about the money part of it. Who pays the most money? Fox. Okay. So thus they get more first selection than anybody else. Good question, though, Jesse. I was thinking about that just the other day because, you know, you just have Purdue, Michigan at night. Like, you just, you know, you've got Michigan State and Ohio State tomorrow night. Like, okay. I don't know what the game is next week. Obviously, the Friday game, Penn State, Michigan State, 7:30 night at Ford Field. Okay. I mean, but you notice that means during the course of the month what it means for NBC. What it means for NBC during the course of the month. And Jesse says, not advocating for today's game being the night game. There just hasn't been a game really worth watching. Jesse, with you all the way. Big Ten night games are not a good idea. Got it. Although at Ford Field indoors, I'm okay. Yeah. But he's right about this last sentence. This last sentence is right on the money. 3:30 isn't bad. You are right. I'm with you all the way on that, Jess. All the way. Jesse's absolutely right. 3:30. Hey, that's the prime. That's always been the prime slot for CBS with the SEC. When they have the first pick, 3:30. Jesse, I'm with you. Makes a great point. TV. Football, basketball. They're TV shows. Take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet and News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Bevers Supermarket. Bob Nightingale in the next half hour. We'll talk some baseball for a while. There you go. Talk a little baseball, why not? Well, it's hot stove time. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at SunburyMotors.com.
Your home for news, AccuWeather, and sports. Celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.